Well, hi there, sweetie. Welcome home. What's wrong? You didn't expect to see me sitting on your couch today, did you? Oh, I know, I know. I was supposed to have debate club today. But considering my attendance record, I think I'm allowed to skip at least one meeting, don't you think? Oh, I believe that the other members can get along without their president just once. I mean, there are so many more pressing concerns for me today. And as much as I like getting into some friendly arguments, it was really crucial that I come here today. You look so perplexed, honey. It's like I'm a stranger that just showed up in the middle of your room instead of me. Although, maybe you do think of me as a stranger now. It's true. We haven't seen much of each other lately. Or rather, you haven't seen much of me lately. You see, I've been keeping a close eye over you. Yes, I have, my cutie bear. In fact, aside from books, watching over you is pretty much the best entertainment I get. I mean, it's so fun seeing what you get up to, you know? I mean, even when you're doing just something mundane. I like imagining I'm there with you, just talking about how my day's been. It really soothes me. At this point, I'd say I know your habits better than you do. So, it shouldn't be surprising to you that I knew you'd be all alone today. I make sure to do my research. Your parents are gone away on a conference, and your sister's studying abroad. I mean, I couldn't hope for a better opportunity than this. No one here to stop me. No one to get in my way. Oh, don't be silly, cutie bear. Did you really expect to keep me out with such shoddy locks? You should really think about getting those replaced. I will give you credit, though. You weren't so naive to leave a key underneath the doormat. I mean, you really made me work for it. You still look so confused. And you're usually such a perceptive young man. It's truly one of your best traits. Oh well, I guess I'd be a little shocked too. I mean, if I was in your shoes. So let me clarify things. I'm here to make sure you fulfill a promise. Does that ring a bell? No? Oh, I figured you'd forgotten. Actually, you'd better hope that's all it is. Because if I find out that you consciously broke our promise, the consequences will be severe. But I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Oh, you poor boy. This is really distressing you, isn't it? To tell you the truth, I didn't want it to be this way. I prefer to use more sophisticated methods when possible. Unfortunately, it comes to the point where I feel like using brute force is the only option I've got. Tell me, cutie bear, what happened to us? I mean, I still remember when we'd spend every second of every day together. We were practically inseparable. I considered you my best friend. I thought you did too. There is one day that comes to mind every so often. Remember when we used to stay in my room and we'd take turns reading to each other? It was fall, and the air was brisk. The trees were vibrant outside my window. It was really so peaceful then. Like everything was right in the world. It's truly a memory that I treasure. I mean, you'd think a bond like that would be unbreakable. That nature simply wouldn't allow it to sever. But then, we grew up and you started to drift away from me. Slowly at first, but then more quickly. Now we've entered into our senior year and you hardly even acknowledge my presence. I always try to talk to you, to get you to come along with my friends whenever we go out, but every single time you dismiss me like I'm nothing. And I'm not fucking nothing. I worked hard my entire life to make sure that I was something worth noticing. Because if I didn't become useful, I thought that meant I was letting down the people I care about. And do you know what the sick thing is? I did it. Really? Nearly everyone in the school knows my name. If I come up to them, I'm greeted with a smile. My parents always shower me with praise, and I'm really looked at as their golden child. But the one person I want most, the one person that truly matters, won't even look at me. I'm forced to watch you from a distance. Every day I see you quietly go about your business, laugh with your friends, and I don't get to be a part of it. You've completely cut me out of your life. Can you imagine what that's like? Well, let me tell you, it hurts. Sometimes, when I'm all by myself, I feel like I'm starting to fade away. Like, what makes me me is disappearing, and it's only a matter of time before there's nothing left. No excuses. I'm going to make you acknowledge me. I'm going to make things go back to the way they were. Whatever it takes. Now come here. There. Try and ignore me now. Sit, boy. And don't even think about trying to get up. You're going to be a good pet and lie on the couch, or else I'll have to make you. Don't fuss. I'm only sitting in your lap. That's it. Come on, just give in to me. I know you want to. I won't stop until you understand my feelings. Your lips are so soft, cutie bear. Do you like the way that sounds on my lips, cutie bear? Remember, I used to call you that all the time when we were younger, and always used to get a smile out of you. My little cutie bear. But look at you. You're all grown up now, and so am I. You're getting turned on, aren't you? There's no point in hiding it. I can feel how hard you are through my shorts. See? Your body knows you are meant to be with me. How about I grind my hips into you? Oh, that's a nice reaction. Yes, go ahead and moan for me. Oh, good boy. You're such a good boy. Move your head. I want to kiss your neck. I'm going to make sure to leave a mark on you. Everyone's going to see what a naughty boy you are. Oh, fuck. You're so hard. You love being marked by me, don't you? It's okay, sweetie. I won't let anything get between us ever again. I missed you. Hey, do you remember that day by the lake? It was almost the end of summer, and we'd be playing all day together. There was a warm wind, just blowing across the water. We sat there by the shore for hours, just talking. And then I started asking you if you thought we'd still be friends when we grew up. Do you remember what you said to me that day? You turned to me and said, you said we'd already be married by then. I was so happy. I couldn't even look you in the eye. I made you promise that you'd stay with me forever. And you swore that you would, without even a second thought. I mean, it was childish, yeah, but I believed you. I believed that you wouldn't lie to me. There it is. The look of recognition. I knew I could make you remember. Shh. No, it's okay. It's okay, sweetie. You can still make good on that promise. That's why I'm here. To put you back on the right path again. That's why I have to rape you. You're going to fuck my warm, unprotected pussy and come deep inside me. Make sure you can never leave me. Don't struggle, cutie bear. Come on. Come on, let's get this off of you. Oh, there we go. Oh, look at that wonderful cock. Just sit still. I need to take your clothes off. I need to take mine off, too. I said, sit still. That's better. You're already leaking pre-cum for me. Hold on. I want to climb on top of you. Right where I belong. Oh, you like it when I rub my slit against your cock? Oh, don't lie, I know you do. Yeah. You like the slickness just coating your shaft? Oh, man. Oh, that kissing got me so wet for you, cutie bear. I couldn't imagine but taking your first time like this. Completely making you mine. Are you ready? You ready for me to put it inside? Oh, I want you to watch as I pop your cherry. It'll feel really good, I promise. I love you so much, cutie bear. Don't struggle. It doesn't matter what you say. I won't stop. What was that? What do you mean I could have just asked? You always love me? I don't understand. Then why have you been ignoring me for so long? You acted like you didn't even remember me. Oh my god. I never even realized. How could I have been so stupid? Oh, cutie bear, you should have just told me. If I had known that you thought it was too good for you, this would have been cleared up ages ago. I mean, why would I want anyone but you? You're my first love. My only love. You don't have to feel embarrassed about being with me anymore, okay? I know you're shy, but if anyone tries to say anything about us, I promise I will make them regret the day that they were even born. Pretty much all my friends already like you anyways. Really, I mean it. I mean, who wouldn't love such a sweet boy? My sweet boy. Oh my god. Listen, I'm really sorry about this. I should have tried to talk to you more openly with this instead of, you know. Because I understand I was wrong. You don't hate me now, do you? I knew you couldn't be upset with me. No. I guess I should probably let you put your clothes back on. Oh, cutie bear, you don't know how long I've waited for you to say that. Of course I'll fuck you. I'm gonna make you squirm and writhe in pleasure until you can't take it anymore. And you just have to burst. Because you're perfect for me, baby. I can't believe you got aroused by me almost raping you. Oh, but don't worry. I'm still gonna make it rough. Exactly how you want it. I wanna claim you so badly. Yeah, just line up your head against my entrance. I'm gonna take you inside me now, okay? Oh, God. Nice and slow. Oh, my God. Oh, you're so big, cutie bear. Oh, there. All in. I just took your virginity. You're all mine now. How does it feel to have this tight pussy wrapped around your cock? It's better than anything you've ever experienced before, isn't it? Well, I can relate. You're filling me up so wonderfully, sweetie. Oh, God. Oh, but I don't think I'll be able to take much more of this without coming. Let me start moving my hips. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, grab my hips like that, baby. Oh, yeah. Fuck, you feel so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yeah, take it, baby. Oh, fucking take it. You're stretching me out so good, baby. Oh, you're doing such a fucking good job, yeah. Oh, you're making me feel so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, you're reaching so deep inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, kiss me. Oh, kiss me. Oh, yeah, I want you to kiss me as I fuck you. Just think, I could have been doing this a long time ago. Oh, God. If I had just been a little bit more sensitive to how you were feeling, or you move forward, yeah, just like that. But we're together now. That's all that matters. Fuck. Oh, I can't wait to have you with me like this every fucking day. Oh, yeah, suck. That's right. Oh, yeah, I'll take you over to my house. And I can just tie you up and have this wonderful cog all to myself. Come on. This cog belongs to me. You understand that? You're not allowed to even think about another woman. I mean, not that you would or anything. I was confused before, but now I realize what a perfect baby boy you are. Oh, God. God, I love you so much. You had your chance to date other people, but you waited. You held on to the hope of being with me, even when you thought it was impossible. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're such a good boy. You're my good boy. Oh, I love you too, baby. I love you so much that it even scares me sometimes. You know I would do anything to protect you, cutie bear. Anything. Some people would be frightened to hear that, but you aren't. Because you understand what true love is, don't you? True devotion. Oh, I love riding your cock like this. Oh, you're doing so good for me, baby. Oh, you're making me feel so good. Oh, just look at your face. Oh, you are so cute. Oh, I would have done it, you know. Even if you really didn't want it. I would have forced myself on you, no matter how hard that you fought against it. I'm usually a forgiving person, but there are a few things in this world that are mine and mine alone. And those things, those people, I refuse to give up. Oh, that's why you're gonna come inside me. I'm ovulating right now, sweetie. Yeah, I checked. And that is part of the reason why I had to be today. I was gonna force you to plant your seed inside me. Well, you're willing to do it willingly. Oh, fuck. I can tell by the look in your eyes you want it, don't you, baby? Yeah. You want to pump that thick, creamy cum inside me, don't you, cutie bear? Oh, well, no, you don't really have a choice, but that's part of the fun, isn't it? It's like a game with only one correct answer. You still get to choose, just as long as you pick the right one. So, what do you say, sweetie? Do you want to make me a mommy? Oh, God. That's what I thought. Oh, there you go, baby. Yeah, thrust those hips up into me. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Oh, God. Oh, just the thought of you giving me a part of yourself. Of carrying a part of you inside of me. Oh, God. It's too much. Oh, God. I bet you can't wait to see my stomach swell with your seed, huh? Oh, God. Oh, my breasts are going to get so big and full of milk for your baby. We're gonna be so happy together, baby. I'll let you rub my tummy while you drink the milk from my swollen, aching tits. Yeah. You like that, don't you? You want that too? I know you do. Come on. So do it, sweetie. Go ahead and empty those balls deep into my fertile womb. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Please. Come on, please, baby. Please. Please impregnate me. Come on, cutie bear. Please. I love you so much. Please give it to me. Give it to me. Give me a baby. Come and give me a baby. Please don't hold me again. Fill me up. Fuck yes, fill me up, good boy. Good boy. Let it all out. Fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, my God. I'm coming. I'm eating bread by you. Oh, God. For a little bit and catch our breath. Maybe once we've recovered, you can take me to your room so I can make absolutely sure that it takes. I love you, baby. I think this is the start of a wonderful future for us. I really do. You did so good, my good boy.